Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Mishpatim, Shnas Tavshin Ayin Gimel, is Kuf Chof Tes in Maseches Shabbos, the 191st daf in Shas. We are going to begin quite a bit into Kuf Chof Ches Amid Beis by the new Mishnah, and Bezras Hashem try to get to the end of Perek Mifanin. We have a new Mishnah, a new topic. You're not allowed to deliver a baby from a animal on Yom Tov, but one is allowed to help it. The Gemara will explain what that means. Rashi refuses to define it. Often Rashi will say, Mefarish b'Gemara. However, you're allowed to cause a woman to give birth on Shabbos, v'korin lo chachama mimakom lemakom, and you're allowed to call a midwife for the woman who is about to give birth from one place to the next. In other words, even to call her from outside of the tchum. U'mechalin le'as haShabbos, a woman who gives birth has a din of a chola, sheish bo sakana, she is in danger, and therefore we would be mechal Shabbos for her. V'koshrin es hatibor, and we tie the umbilical cord, which of course becomes the belly button of the child. Rashi explains that there is a chash of sakana, of leakage from the umbilical cord that they believed in that time would happen if it wasn't closed. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afchot, Rabbi Yossi says also the umbilical cord is cut from the mother. V'kol tzarech emila osu m'shabbos, and one is allowed to do all needs for mila on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Keitzeh misadin, what does it mean that you're allowed to help the animal but not give it birth? In other words, help it birth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oches esavlat shelo yipal aretz. Rabbi Yehuda says what it means is that you're allowed to hold on to the child of the animal in order that it shouldn't fall to the ground. Rav Nachman Omer Dochek Bebasar Kedei She'etzei Avlad. You're allowed to push on the animal, the mother, in order that the child comes out. Tanya Kavose de Rav. We learned a brisa in the accordance of Rav Yehuda. Tanya Kavose de Rav Yehuda. Keitzei Misadin Osanes Avlad Shel Yipol La'aretz. You're allowed to grab the child in order that it doesn't fall to the ground. V'nofeach lo bechotmo, and you're allowed to breathe into its nodes. V'nosan lo dod b'toch piv kedei shiyonek, and you put the mother's breast in the animal's mouth, the youngling's mouth, in order that it should nurse. Amar Shimon Gamliel, merachmim hayinu al behema Torah b'yomtiv. We would encourage the mother to love its child on yomtiv. We would bring the fetus close. Every once in a while, the mother would give birth to the baby animal that would not be close to it. So we would bring the animal close on Yom Tov. Hechi Yavid, what exactly would they do to make this happen? Amar Abayi Mevi Bull. They would bring, a bull is a fistful, Shel Melach Umeniach Lo B'Soch HaRechem Kedei Shetizkar Tzara Uterachem Alav, that it would actually cause her pain in the womb, and that would remind her about the birth and remind her that there was this child that came out from it, and she would become merciful over it. Umezalfin meishal yagai bevlai kedei shetariach recho uterachim lo. And also they would put the placenta over the born baby, that the mother animal would remember that the child was from it and have mercy on it. Says Gemara v'dafke Torah, but that was only if the animal was a pure animal. Avol tmeya lo, but if it was a behema tmeya, not my taima, tmeya lo marchika vlada. Because when it came to an animal that was tame, a non-kosher animal, the Gemara says that the tame animals didn't do this to their children. Interestingly, the non-kosher animals would not distance their children. My taima tmeya lo marchika vlada, v'marchika vlada lo mekarva. And if it distances itself, once it distances itself, then it can't come back. Maybe we could add in Chassidus that we're not perfect. we strive for tahara. Tahara doesn't mean to be always perfect, but that even when we're merachik, we work ourselves, we work on trying to come back to each other and back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In contrast to those things that are tame, they might not be merachik, but once they are merachik, they don't come back. Mialdin and Saisha were allowed to do everything to encourage a woman. Now we're talking about a woman, a human, that were to do everything for her birth. Michti, we have three different categories. Number one is we encourage her to give birth. Number two, we call midwife. Number three, we bechal Shabbos. What's that coming to include? It's coming to teach us what the rabbis taught. If she needs the candle of her friend, madlekes lo asaner. If she needs a candle, her friend is allowed to light for her. And if she needs oil, then her friend is allowed to bring her oil in the hand. And if she can't bring in her hand, she could even have it in her hair and soak it up in her hair and then let it go out when she reaches the person's house. She can bring in a utensil. I would say that that's pashut, because you're allowed to mechabel Shabbos. Lo tzricha besuma. We're talking about a woman who is giving birth who is blind. Mal the same kimin lo chazia aser kash mashmalon isuve meisva daita. The chiddush is that even though she can't see, it still calms her down. Svavra, she thinks ika midi chazia chaverta va'avdali. If my friends are able to see me, they will be able to help me. If they don't are not able to see me, they won't be able to help me. Here we see that the Gemara is saying that we're able to be Mechal Shabbos even if it's helping a woman who's giving birth calm down. In Ha'isat Tzricha L'Shemen, we learned if she needed the oil, then she's allowed to put in the hair. Asks the Gemara, there is a separate problem about her friend putting in here and then squeezing out. Tepeklein Mishum Schita. Isn't there a problem of her friend squeezing it out of her hand? Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmi Tarvayu Ein Schita Baser. Rabbi Rav Yosef answered that there's no Isser of Schita when it comes to the hair, because the hair is not considered something that absorbs, Rashi explains. Rashi Amar Afilu Tem Yesh Shchita B'Seir, even if we do say Shchita B'Seir, may via law bekli derech sa'ara. The Kama Dev Shalu Shinuye Mishanina. She's actually wrapping the utensil, the small utensil that has the oil, in the strands of her hair, and what a shinui one can do, one should. This is an important line in the Gemara, because from this line in the Gemara is mashma, that even in cases where it's mutter to be Mechal Shabbos, one should try to diminish it and do it with the greatest shinui possible. Of course, without compromising the pikuach nefesh for that situation. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Chaya Kozman Shegever Pasuach, Bein Omer Tzrichani, Bein Omer Tzrichani Mechal Shabbos. A woman that's giving birth, the moment that her uterus is open, so then whether she says she needs help or she doesn't, we're automatically Mechal Shabbos. Nista Makever, if it's closed, Bein Amar Tzrichani, Bein Lo Amar Tzrichani, Ein Mechal Shabbos. We don't listen to her, even if she says that she needs somebody. Ashi Masnahachi, this is how Rav Ashi taught this halacha from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Marzutra Masnahachi, Marzutra taught a little bit differently. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chaya, Kozman Shekhev Pasuach, anytime the uterus is open, ben amra tzrichani, ben amra ein tzricha, ani mechalin ala tzrichas. In both cases, you're mechal shabbos. Nisam akever, amra tzrichani, mechalin ala tzrichas. So Mazutra disagrees and says that if she says tzrichanani, then you would be mechal shabbos. Lo amra tzrichani, ein mechalin ala tzrichas. But if she doesn't say tzrichani, then one would not be mechal shabbos. Amar le Ravina lemeimar bar Zutra. Masni lekula. Rav Ashi masni lechumra. Marzutra learned a kula, and Rav Ashi, in other words, that even if it's Nisam Kever, she says Srichani, we listen to her. Rav Ashi masked the chumra. Rav Ashi learned the chumra because he said no, that one would not listen to her, and the malacha should not be done. Hilchas HaKaman, who do we pass on? Amalei, he said to him, malacha ke Marzutra. Safek nefashos lahakal. The malacha is like Marzutra, because we say, if it's a safek and nefashos, it goes to the lenient side. And we're automatically following any opinion that says that it is pikuach nefesh, and as Reb Chaim of Brisk used to say, connecting Reb Chaim's Brisk It's lashon to this Gemara that I'm not a makel on Yom HaKippurim, talking about eating for a sick person on Yom Kippur, but I'm a machmir on pikuach nefesh. So if you will, being makel for pikuach nefesh is really being a machmir. Ask the Gemara, meimasai psichas hakefer. When do we consider, what is halachically considered the time that the uterus is open? Amar Abaye, Abaye gives us a simen. Misha sheteshev al hamashber. At the time that she is sitting on the birthing stool, then that is the time in which, that's a sign that the uterus is open. And then, in such a case, one would be Michal Shabbos first. Poskim will say as well that this is the time that she will become aser to her husband and have a din of a nida. Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua Amar Mishah Shadam Shoses V'yored. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said that it's considered psichas hakever at the time that one sees blood coming out. V'amila Mishah Shecharoseh Noses Osa Bagafea. And some say it's the time in which her friends see her. When her friends carry her agafea on their arms, their forearms, that's what agafea means, then that at that time we consider it psichas hakever. That's the third shir. Admasai psichas hakever. And how long does psichas hakever take place? For how long could it elapse? Amar Abaye, shloshi yom, it takes 3 days. Rab va amar shmei Rav Yehuda, shiva, some say 7, some even say 30 days. Amri Nahardoi. Nahardoi taught Chaya Gimel Zayin Vilamit. For a woman that is giving birth, there are 3 sets of periods of danger that she's in, which have 3 different sets of halachas. Before we learn them, I have jotted in my Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, when I learned quite a few years ago in the Kolol Katz of Rav Herschel Schechter. Rav Schechter said that, I'll read you the exact quote, we should spend time reanalyzing these manim and talk to doctors about it. This would be a great Torah Umada journal topic. So Rav Schechter said that these were based in the context of those times and they have to be re-examined today. Gimel Zayin Velamed. What's Gimel? Gimel Bein Amr Tzrichani Bein Amr Lo Tzrichani. First 3 days, whatever, no matter whether she says or not, we would be Michal Shabbos. Zayin, 7 days after birth, Amr Tzrichani Michalanas Shabbos. If she says she needs a Michal Shabbos for Amr Lo Tzrichani E Michalanas Shabbos. Lamid, 30 days in, Fil Amr Tzrichani E Michalanas Shabbos. Avol, Osin Al Yidei Armoi. But you could have a goy do Malacha for her. Of course, normally, as we learned earlier, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan of having a malacha done for you by a goy. As the Mishnah and Rashi spell out on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. K'Rav Ula Bar Brei D'Rav Eloi. Like Ula, the son of Rav Eloi, taught. Kol Tzarche Chol Anasai D'Armoi. All of the needs of a chol, this is a very important rule that we fundamentally follow today, even la halacha. All the needs of a sick person is done by a goy bishabbos. So too, this woman within 30 days is considered a cholu. Kid Rav Nuna, Dam Rav Nuna, Dar Shem Bosakana, Menachim Vasei, echoed again in Rav Nuna's statement that a chol Shem Bosakana, you can instruct a gentile. Amr Rav Yudah Meshmuel, L'chaya Shloshim Yom, L'may Hilchasa, Amrina Ardoi, Litavila. The nafkamina is in regards to that she shouldn't go to the mikvah within 30 days of her birth because it will cause her to become cold and get sick. So that's an nafkamina for 30 days. Amar Rav Lo Amaran El Sheim Bailo Ima. That's talking about when she needed to go to the mikvah but her husband is not around and we're afraid she's going to get sick. But if her husband is around, then he could make sure that she stays warm. The daughter of Rav Chizda went to the mikvah within 30 days, and her husband was not around. It's Tanois, Famtola Arsa Basra Derova Lepumpadisa. And she fell into a bed, and because she had gotten sick, Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda. Her bed was brought to Rava and Pampadisa to warm her up. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Oisim Medura Lahachim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make a bonfire for a woman who's given birth on Shabbos. Savar Mina L'Chayin L'Chol Olam. We thought maybe to be medayik that this only applies to a woman who give birth, but not for a sick person. And that applies also only in the winter months and not in the summer months. Now there's a discussion of whether we have the next girsa or not. And that would, of course, affect the halacha. The next line in the Gemara, if you have it, it's the parentheses, velohi, that the Gemara rejects it. And there are two girsos, whether the Gemara rejects it or not. Lo shna chai v'lo shna chola. Doesn't make a difference. Lo shna masik shem v'lo shna bimos hachama. That there's no difference. Midi itmar. According to this girsa, the Gemara is proving it. As we learned, if you don't have this girsa, then it's just an independent statement. It might not be a proof. According to the Gemara. Amar v'chia baravan amar shmuel hikiz damin itstein osal madura. If someone gives blood, and they get cold, then you could light a bonfire field with Kufas Tamis even during the winter months. The Gemara begins to talk about the requirement of lighting a bonfire for someone who has given blood or is bloodletting. Shmuel was Makizdam, Tzolchele Techachta Deshaga. They made for him a beautiful chair that would be able to heat him up and be sit close to a bonfire. Rev Yehuda, Tzolchele Psura Diavna. Rev Yehuda, they broke for him a table to access wood in order to be able to make a bonfire. Now this is the pshat also with Shmuel. They took the seat that was made for him and they used it as firewood. L'rabba tzolchele shashifa, they broke apart a bench in order to eat him up. V'amer le'abayi l'rabba, v'akov over mar. How could you have taught to break it up? But didn't we learn, mishum al tashkus, if there's an isra al tashkus, amer le'abayi tashkus de gufe adiflet. Bash tashkus of his body comes first, that if he's in pain, there isn't isra al tashkus. Here we see adifli. Here we see that when it comes to the Isra Baal Tashkis, it falls away if there is a significant toeles for the person. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, L'olim Yimkar Adam Kuras Besa, V'yikach Min Olim L'Ragav. A person should always sell his house in order to buy shoes for his feet. Hikiz Dam Ve'en Lo Mayachal. And if he lets blood and he doesn't have anything to eat, yimkar minolim shibiraglov biyasugen, then even sell the shoes from his feet in order to get food. And even if he knows that by letting blood he's going to need to sell those shoes, he should do that. Viyaskimehen tzarchei suda. My tzarchei suda, how much is the needs for the meal? Rav amar basar. Rav says it means meat. Shmuel amar yayin. Shmuel says it means wine. Rav amar basar. Rav holds basar. Why does he say basar? Nafsha, cholif nafsha. It's like nefesh tachas nefesh that we had in this week's parsha today. Nefesh tachas nefesh. That means that in order to replenish the body, the nefesh of the body, you need nefesh. You need the flesh of an animal. Shmuel amar yayim sumka cholif sumka. And Shmuel says the wine because the red replaces the red. In other words, the red wine replaces the blood. Shmuel biyoma David milsa. Shmuel, on the day that he would give blood or blood let, so then avdile tavshile detachle, they would make for him a dish of red meat. Rabbi Yochanan shasi ad denafik tiyap muane. Rabbi Yosef would drink until the smell of wine would come out of his ears. Rav Nachman shasi ad the kafi techalit. Rav Nachman drank until the spleen of his began to be filled with wine. Rav Yosef shasi ad the nafik mirivda tikuslit. the kusilta. He would drink until the wine would come out from the pores of his body. Those were the pores that were opened up from the blood ring. Rava Mahadeh Achamei Bar Tosa Tarfi. Rava used to search for the amount of wine, that type of wine that was 3 years old. Amalu Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rabbanan. B'matusa b'naicha, I ask of you, b'yomad ha'akaza, the day that we let blood, imlu b'saychu tei, say to your women, your wives, Nachman ikla l'gabon. Nachman is coming, and therefore they'll prepare a lot of food. V'kula armoi asiri. Bar mehai arama deshari. In general, to lie and to trick is not appropriate. However, after bloodletting, it's acceptable. My David Milsev lo efshele. Someone who bloodlet and doesn't have wine, lishkol zuzim macha, should take a bad coin, veleza leishim chanusa, and go to 7 stores, and suggest them as if he wants to buy wine. And they used to give people who wanted to buy wine a little bit to taste. At the time, shir reviyasa, in order to take a reviya. So really, he doesn't have money to buy, but it appears he does a harama, a trick, that seems to show that he wants to buy in order to be able to drink some wine. V'loy, and if he doesn't have this zuz, lechel shav tamri ukmasa, he should go eat 7 date trees, felishof mishcha bitzida, and anoint from the oil that will warm him up, v'nigne b'shimsha, and sleep and lay down in the sun. The Gemara describes a story that's like this, avlet ashke l'shmol degoni b'shimsha, avlet, who was a Gentile Chacham, found Shmuel who was lying in the sun. Amale Avleit said to Shmuel, Chakima de Yudai, these Chachamim of Yehuda, Bisha Mihave Tov, is the heat of the sun good for you? Amale, generally the heat of the sun, of course, could cause dehydration. Amale Yomada Kazahu, he explained to him it's a day of blood egg. Velohi, and really that was not happened. That was not what happened. There is one day that it is good to sin the sun, and that is Yom Denafla Beit Kufas Tamuz, that's during the summer. And Shmuel did not want to reveal that to this Gentile Chacham. The Gemara now brings down a simon for the next learnings, the next teachings. Hekel Baruach Taima Shah Simon, Rabbi Shmuel Darmi Tarvayu. Both of them say, "Kol ha-mekel b'suda causes dumb. Whoever is lenient when it comes to suda causes dumb. Mekin lo mazinosav bin ha-shamayim. They be in heaven. They're not so careful about feeding him food. Va'omrim, and they say, "Hu al chayav lo chas ani achus alav." He's not careful about his own life. We're going to be worried about him. Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavai Hayman Davin Milsa. Whoever lets blood lo leisiv, he should not sit down, hecha de karach zika, in a place where there is windows and wind. Dilma shafi le umna, lest he will become affected. Umokin le arviisa, and he'll only have a shear of revius of wine, of blood, excuse me, inside him. Vasi zeke v'shava, shaf mine, and the wind will go and will cause the blood to be dispersed, and he will be missing the amount necessary in one part of the body, also l'day sakana, and he will come l'day sakana. Shmuel avaragil v'avin milsa bebesa deshev levene varicha. He normally would let blood out in the house where there were 7 bricks of thickness to the wall. It was very, very thick. Those of you who have been Zoch and spend time in the Old City, particularly those of you who've been Talmidim of mine in the Tivarye in the Old City, very familiar that the walls in the Old City are extremely, extremely thick. So think of that, to protect from the wind. Yom Echad Ovid V'Argish Benafshe. One day he was make his dam and he felt weak. Bodak V'Chosar Chad Aricha. And he checked and he saw that the wall didn't have these seven bricks of thickness. It was missing one of them. And that was the reason that he got sick. Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavai both said, Hai Man Dov Milsa, if you're letting blood, Lito Midi V'Hadalepo. You should taste something and then go outside. Dilota Midi, because if you don't taste something, Ipoga B'Shichva Yarka Apka. If death will greet you, it will spit you in the face. Ipoga Man Dekotonav Shemis. If you meet somebody who killed someone, then you run the risk of dying. And if you meet a pig, now a pig is an expression for, as Rashi explains, for davar acher, kosher the davar acher, that will be difficult for another thing that's referred to davar acher. And Rashi explains that is saras. Rashi Shmuel Dari Tavai, Hai Man Dov Milsa, person who bloodlets, Lisha Porta Vahadalekim. He should wait a little bit and then stand up. By the way, for those of you who are zochet to give blood, it's a tremendous mitzvah, these things will sound quite familiar to you. For example, you're supposed to drink afterwards juice, not supposed to get up right away, supposed to rest a little bit, etc. So this is similar to the things of bloodletting. Of course, it's different. Bloodletting served a different purpose in those times, but it's the basic idea when the body loses blood. Da'amar mar is mar taught. Hey, dvarim krov and lemisa yos mechaim. There are five things that bring one closer to death as opposed to life. Ve'eluein. Ochal va'amad. If a person eats standing, shasa va'amad, he drinks standing. Yashim amad, he sleeps standing. Hikiz dam amad, he gives or lets blood when he's standing. Shimish mitaso amad, if he has relations when he's standing. Amar Shmuel taught, in regards to hakazas dam. We continue on. Our daf is a large part about Hakazas Dam. Porsa de Dama called Tlasin Yomim. The time of Hakazas Dam is every 30 days. Obeina Prokim Yimayim. And during that time, in between that time, which is an expression of in between time, that means that in a person's middle age of life, for example, in the 40s, you might, then he should do a little bit less. Ubeina prakim, and then even later on, the next in-between stage in his 60s, yachzor v'yimayit, he should now do even less. He should do instead of once every 2 months, which he did when he was 40, he should do once every 3 months. V'amir shmul porsa d'dami chad b'shabata. The time of Hakazas Dam is best on the first day of Shabbos, Arba umali Shabbat, and also on Wednesday and on Friday. Avoshem v'chamishi lo, but he shouldn't do it. Why not? Do Amar Mar, because Mar taught Mishieshos chus avos yakis bedam v'shem v'chamishi. You should do it still on Monday, Thursday. Shebezin shalmal v'shalmata shavin keechot, because this is the time that the bezin shalmata and the bezin shalmala join together. Rashi explains that it's a time where just like Bezdin generally meets on Monday and Thursday, as the Gemara describes in one of the Takanos of Ezra and Daf Pei Beis Amin Aleph in Bava Kama. Upstairs in heaven, that's also when they meet, so it's a Zman of Din. One should avoid it during that time. B'tlasa b'shabosa my time alone, and why not on Tuesday? Mishum dekaimalei madim, because Mars was referred to as the red planet, represented redness. So when it comes to Mars, mishum dekaimalei madim b'zavet, because the mazel of Mars is, this mazel of Mars appears in the eighth hour in the beginning of the day on Tuesday, and for that reason, it's not a good time to do Hakazas Dam, because Mars represents violence and danger. Mali Shabsa Nami Kaimi B'Zaveya, asks the Gemara, but also on Friday, on the sixth hour, then the Simen of Mars also passes by. Obviously, we don't understand exactly these mazalos, but this is what the Gemara describes. Answers the Gemara, Kivan de Doshabe Rabim, since many people have the custom to do it close to eating the Shabbos meal, so their body is cleansed out. so that they're able to have all of the other things on Shabbos. Shemir Psayim Hashem. We introduce the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the simple ones. That means that if one is following what many people do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you protection. Amar Shmuel Shmuel taught Arba on Wednesday, Duhu Arba, that's the fourth hour. Arba du Arbesar, and someone who does Hakaza on on Wednesday, which is the 14th, Arba du Asrim Arba, or the Wednesday, which is the 24th, Arba du Leka Arba Basre, or the Wednesday where there aren't 4 days afterwards until the end of the month, Sakanta, that is a time of Sakana. Rosh Chodesh, V'sheni La, on Rosh Chodesh, we're actually recording this now, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and also it has a second day, which is Mamashak Viskamar, Rosh Chodesh Sheni La, V'chusha, it will cause the individual, if he lets blood, to become weak. B'shlishi, on the third of the month, harizu sakana, it's a sakana. Mala yoma tova, erev yomtiv, chusha. It causes weakness. Mala yoma daratzarta, before shavuos, sakanta causes sakana. V'goz rabbana kula mala yoma tova. The chacham made exera not to do hakazastam, erev yomtiv. Mishum yoma tova daratzaris, because on erev chag shavuos, it's sakana, so therefore they didn't allow in all cases. What's the reason sakana? Dinivke biziko ushma atavach, because during that time, there is a ruach that comes out, his name is Tavach, the Elokim Yisrael Torah. And the reason it came out was to chap Klal Yisrael, to grab them. If they weren't Mekabel the Torah, have a Tavach Levesari Velu Demayim, they would be slaughtered. Very similar to what we saw in the Gemara on Pei Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofala in Har Kagigis, that if they weren't accepted, then Shom take for Aslan, that they would be buried there. Gemara continues with more things about eating after Hakazas Dam. Amar Shmuel, Achal Chita, Hikiz Dam. If someone eats wheat, Losh Hikiz Ela Osa Chita, then the food that one will have eaten before the Hakazas Dam, the bloodletting will only cause that food to go out, to purify the blood from that food. Vahani mili lirefua. And this applies to medicine, avalukule, but to become lighter from the blood, makil, then it has the ability to even after achila, and it has the ability to work, even though it won't take out more food, but it will serve other medicinal purposes. Hamekisam shisil alter, when you bloodlet, you should drink right away. Achila, but for eating, ad chatzi mil, for the amount of time it takes to walk, a half a mil. Ibailu, the Bnei Yeshiva had the following shayla. Shesia la'alter mali, alabasa achikashi. Is it that drinking right afterwards is good, but later on will be bad? Oldama lo kashi lo mali. Or afterwards, it won't hurt him. Teku, tishbi yataris kushis vabayis. Ibailu, they had another kashi, achila ad chatzi mil, huduka mali. Eating after half a meal is helpful. Habasar hachi, umikme hachi kashi, and if it will be much after or before, is it bad? Odilma lo kashi lo mali, or do we say that it neither makes him better or worse? Teiku, again, we'll leave with a kasha. Machris Rav Meyakari. Rav used to call out and say about 100 gourds, bezuza. Only if gourds are for 100 for a zuz, which is very cheap, you should buy them. Otherwise, you shouldn't. Now, why is the Gemara bringing this up? Because the Gemara was talking about foods that were good and bad for you after Hakazas Dam. The Gemara now begins to talk about foods that really aren't very beneficial. Hence, you should not spend a lot of money on them. And that now we spoke about gourds. Meir Reishi, 100 heads of the animal, only buy them bezuza. Mea svami, but the lips of an animal, veloklum, is not worth absolutely anything. So the point is, these gourds and the heads of the animal really don't have much nutritional value, and therefore you should only spend the zuz on them, and the lips have no value. Amar Rav Yosef Kevinim Bei Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, Yoma Defagri Bei Rabbanim. that the day, it was a day that the boys were lazy to come into yeshiva. Amri, he said, in the yom of this famehu, it's a day of the lips, of eating lips. Lo yidani my kamri, we didn't know what he was talking about. Point is that just like eating lips, there's nothing special. So too, today has been a weak day. We tie the belly button. We also cut the belly button. V'tomnin hashalyan, we bury the placenta. K'dei sheyechem havlad. Here to bury, we don't mean to bury in the ground, but we bury it under something to keep it warm, and then put it on the child to keep the child warm. Amr Shimon Gamliel, b'nos melachim tonos b'sfalim shel shemen. The daughters of kings would insulate it in jugs of oil, b'nos ashirim b'sofkim shel semer. And the daughters of wealthy people would put it in sponges of tzemer, b'nos aniyim b'muchan. And if there were poor girls, then they would put it in mochin, that's something like cotton. They didn't have the sponges of wool, but they would put in something like cotton. Another cheaper form of insulative material. Rav Nachman Amar Avom, Rav Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that you're allowed to even do these other things on Shabbos as well. Rav Nachman Amar Avom, Rav Moedim Chacham Rabbi Yossi B'Tavar Shel Shnei Tinokos. The Chacham Amar Moda, if there's two kids, then in such a case, Shechotchen, then we cut them. In other words, Rabbi Yossi said we cut the Tanakhama and said we not. My Taima, what's the reason specifically when there are twins that we cut them? To Minatchi Adadi, that they drag in either direction. They're going to pull the umbilical cord in one direction, pull it over the other, and God forbid, hurt the other child. Farmer Nachon Amar Rabba Ravu Amar Rav, Kola Omer, Biparshas Tochacha, Osin, L'chaya b'Shabbos. When Yechezkel gives Musar to Klal Yisrael in Perek Tezayin, he describes all the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael as if they were a newborn infant. And he describes the care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. So says Rav Nachman in the name of Rav that all the things that's described you could do for a woman who's given birth on Shabbos. What is that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Umo lo detayich, biyoyim hoyledes asach, loy karas shorech, when you were born, I didn't cut your umbilical cord, ubemayim lo ruchatz, and you weren't washed in water, lemishi, to soften out your skin, vomleach lo umlachta, and no one spread some type of salt over your flesh in order to harden it. Hachdel lo chutal. And they didn't wrap you in clothing. This is a description of Klal Yisrael that it wasn't taken care of. No one took care of them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and took clear of Klal Yisrael. So what do we learn? We learn as following. Moldesayich biyom uledes, mikan shemialdem esavlad b'shabbos, that you're allowed to do everything to cause a child to be born on Shabbos. Lecharis sharech, the umbilical cord wasn't cut. Mikan shechotchen atabar b'Shabbos. From here you see that you do cut it, which seems to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Umayim ruchatzel mishi, to soften the flesh. Mikan sherochtzen avla b'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash the child on Shabbos. V'humlach lo umlacht. We see that you're allowed to strengthen the flesh, if that means even adding something to the child. You are allowed to put the child into clothing on Shabbos and bend the child's limbs in the appropriate direction, fitting into the garments in order for his limbs to become straight. Hadron Alach Mefanin. We now conclude Be'ezer Hashem Perek Mefanin, and we go on tomorrow to an entirely new Perek, a big Shas Perek, Perek Rabbi Elezer Mila, on Daf Kuf Lamed, and we now go to the Halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparich, the Halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chavtes is the topic of when a woman becomes a Nida during childbirth. The Gemara tells us on Chavtes Amid Aleph that when there is a moment of Psichas Hakever, that the uterus has opened up, which of course, when a woman is late in pregnancy, as our Gemara is dealing with, we would be Mechalel Shabbos for her, and whether she says she needs it or not, she already has the status of a Chola, She Yesh Ba Sakana. And the Gemara asks us, Me'emasai Psichas HaKever, 9 lines from the top on Kuf Chavtes Amid Aleph, and Abaye gives us a rule, Misha Sheteshev Ala Mashber, when she's sitting on the birthing stool. Rav Huna gives us another Hagdar, and that is when the blood starts coming out from her body. Now this teaching of Abaye is actually relevant for a totally different area of Halacha, actually the end of Shas, Maseches Nida. Hilchos Nida, in Simin Kuv Tzadi Dalet Beis, the Ramah tells us that even if there's no dam that was seen during childbirth, nevertheless, we have to assume that there was blood, says the Ramah, Mipnei She'iev Shel Psichas HaKever Below Dam. It's impossible that the uterus opened and blood didn't come out. Now, this rule has the poskim scrambling over here in Simen Kuv Tzadi Dalet Beis. And what the scramble revolves around, looking for a clear Hagdara for our present-day circumstance of when does a woman become Anida when she is in the process of giving birth. As we will see, the poskim, when they look for a rule, will suggest a few different klalim, but our Gemara is one of the most definitive. And that is when the woman is sitting on the birthing stool, by the way, if unfortunately the hospital is full, and she would already be in the bed that she would be giving birth in, it's just that unfortunately they haven't given her good service, that would also qualify as Yosheves al Mashbir. Then we have the rule of Ein Psichas HaKever Below Dam. The Torah Shlomim quotes the Nachla Shiva in Simin Tes, who suggests that if that would be so, then any time a woman goes into serious labor and a midwife is called, even if it's what we call forced labor, but if she was already put in the Mashber, in the birthing stool, on the birthing bed, in such an instance, then she would have already the Din Tumah, whether or not she gives birth. If it becomes false labor, the Tshuvas Nachla Shiva and Simin Tes says that she is Tmeya. That's what Torah Shlomim in Oz Beis and Kuf Tzadi Dalet quotes. However, he disagrees and he says, we could say Lemafreya, that if she didn't give birth, we look retroactively and we say, well, it must have been that this barometer didn't apply in such an instance. This is a big discussion in the poskim. The Badei HaShulchan, the excellent Sefer by Revival Kohn, quotes this as being one of the most critical criteria of deciding whether a woman is a Nida. It's interesting to note, he seems to be machmir in regards to a woman's water breaking, and that we don't have any makar for, that if the water breaks, then she automatically becomes a nida. In fact, although the Badei HaShulchan seems to lean l'chumra, our great Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in a letter in the Sefer Mare Kohen, writes that, he writes to him that a woman whose water broke, Isha Sher Gisha Biridas Mayim Bechodesh Hachi, Biyamim Hasmuchim Ledo, Botko Matza Atzma Tahora, Velo Nikar Al Mayim Shum Ad Mumis, if she, there was no blood that was found, Ime Isha Nitmais on Sheres Betara, Biridas Mayim Greater, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Eino Nitmas, she does not become Tame. Now, Rav Forst, in his excellent book put out by Art Scroll, The Laws of Nida, Volume 1, page 465, suggests that there are poskim who are machmir, like the Badei HaShulchan seemed to be with when her water breaks. That doesn't seem to be found in the Gemara. The Hagdara of Ein Psichas HaKerah B'lo Dam seems to be B'shashi Yosheves Al Hamashber. And then Rabbi Forst, when he quotes a lenient opinion, says that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was lenient after a Bedika. Now, in Rav Shlomo Zalman's words, he doesn't say that there's a requirement for a Bedika. It remains a little bit unclear to me why Rabbi Forst requires the woman to do a bedika in such a case. If there was blood, of course, there would be a shaila. However, if there isn't any blood, then there would not be any question involved. Finally, another question that's very, very common, and that is if the mucus plug breaks. Now, the mucus plug is not the blood from the uterus itself. It's a buffer outside of the uterus that is there to protect the baby. Close to childbirth, often the mucus plug breaks. However, the blood there, it seems, from what's quoted in the name of doctors, does not actually come from the uterus itself. However, Rav Ozner is nota the chumra and kuv tzadi dalet beis dalet. However, here, Rav Forst says that others contend that the blood associated with the mucus plug is not uterine and origin and does not render her a nida. And he concludes, discussions with gynecologists support this latter view, which is accepted by many rabbanim. Which leads us from the halacha back to the Gemara. And that is the clear hagdara, it seems, from the poskim, what renders a woman who's giving birth a nida is when she's Yosheves al Hamashber. If she's bleeding from her uterus, then there are other questions that need to be asked. But in a regular instance, until she's on the birthing stool, or she's in a state that she's on the birthing stool, our Gemara had also suggested if she would not be able to walk around, if she have to be carried by her friends, then in such a case, we have to say Ein Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam. But less than that, it is not clear that at all there would be a chiyuv, both in terms of the breaking of the water, as well as, according to some, in regards to the mucus plug. Finally, it should be noted that one of the great, fantastic poskim, we've quoted Ashkenazic poskim this up until now, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer, Darche Tahara HaShalem, I'm reading from the new edition on page 159 and 160, I must be mayor the Olam, that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu has a different mahalach, where he points out that we would still follow dilation, and if there is dilation of more than two fingers width, so then in such a case we have to be choshesh v'em psichas hakever below dam. However, Rav Ozner in Kuf Tzadi Dalet pointed out that dilation often occurs very early on in the pregnancy. What do we mean early on? In the seventh or eighth month, she'll already be dilated. To say that Ein Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam, she's already a nida already from month seventh or month eight, is very hard for Rav Ozner to understand. So the presentation of the halachos that we gave up until a minute ago was in the approach based on the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It should be noted, and I just leave off for Gedolei Torah to delve into, and for the Minig amongst Svardim to be looked into a little bit more, that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal has a slightly different approach. So bottom line, when a woman is Yosheves al Hamashber, then we say Ein Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam. There are poskim who are lenient both when the water breaks, as well as when the mucus plug comes out, and the clear halacha is what emerges, in this case, actually from the Gemara itself. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chavtes.